Pudding. Okay, fun. Tov. Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So, fun. So yesterday we saw a few examples of the thousands of examples there are. Nitzchini boy, Nitzchini bni, Gover Yadosh al Moshe. That we see that sometimes kivyochol it looks like Hashem is trying to take away the Torah from us, and that's when he has to mitgaber and he has to fight back and he has to say, you can take whatever you want, Hashem, but the one thing you can't take from me is my love and desire and yearning for you. So and then we said that this nekuda, this tafkid of Bishvili Nivra Olam, that Akash Boch created the world, each yid has his own unique tafkid in his own unique, in that unique tafkid that he has in the world, he has this unique chayli yichud with Hashem. Just one second. Oh. In this area, it's mamash like a chedi yichud. Like a man can makadish a lot of women at one time, but he can only take one into the chedi yichud at a time. So in that matzav of where I have my unique prat, my unique tachlis in the world, so there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the chedi yichud levad, and no one else can fulfill this tachlis without me, and without me, the bria won't come to its fruition. Okay, so now he's going to make a very important observation and a very important question, which we should have all asked, but like this. But we didn't ask a question because we're not following it. So unfortunately, we should learn this in one sitting, but it's, it gets broken up, so you forget the thread. Okay, kacha. When we've seen everything and we've learned everything up to now, amnam biyanu ba'chover. We explained at length that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, he created the world Yesh Me'ayin, in such a way that we, Kaviyochol, are giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Torah, a mitzvah, and a avodah. Correct? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us the reward for what we do. Therefore, when we do it, we're giving it to him, kaviyachol, that he will give us the reward for that which we do. I think that should be clear by now. Gemara is by Barichas, as we've explained here in at length over the fast many weeks, that's how the system is set up. The Ramchal we saw in the Arizal, okay. As Achadayin Alul, Alul, akirli tmur. But yeah, you should have a big kasha. Nicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarech es kol yedi oivid Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs, kviyochol, every oivid Hashem. Kol echad v'nisoyin ha-miyuchad loy. Each one with his unique nisayoin, his new tafkid, that the work that he has to do. For sure, that we don't have a problem with it. We understand Hashem needs us. V'matzovoy v'bakol pratechai, yesh b'em nachas ruch miyuchad l'boi roilam. In every aspect of his life, in everything that he's doing in his life, his Torah, his mitzvahs, avodah. So there's a special nachas ruach for the Borei Olam, whatever that means. Ach, here's the kasha. Keitzed novin ki yudi she'einu mekayim shum mitzvah mitzvahs Torah. What about the Jews not keeping any mitzvahs? We saw. What about the zaken who's in a coma, rachmana litzlan? Well, Jews are just not keeping Torah and mitzvahs. He's not in a coma. I mean, he's in a spiritual coma, but he's out there eating nevelas and treifas michal Shabbos, and he's in a milchama with a Kodesh Baruch Hu kviyochol. As gambo Kodesh Baruch Hu muchan kviyochol ashkia kol kach harbe. So for him also a Kodesh Baruch Hu's bishvil nivra olam. What's he giving to Hashem? He's not giving Hashem his Torah and his mitzvahs and avoda because he's not keeping Torah and mitzvahs and avoda. So where does he fit into the picture here? Where does that fit into the system? Rav Rubo Klal Yisrael today are not giving Hashem their Torah and their mitzvahs because they're not keeping Torah and mitzvahs. Very few Yidden today in the world are keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs. So how do you understand the whole system we've built up? And Yisrael alfi b'choy to Yisrael. It's not that he stops being a Yisrael. No, he's a Yisrael. As a tshuva l'kach hi, שיש במקום הטוב האמיתי, ומקום העידון הנצחי שאוי שרוצה להניק לנו בירוילם, אין עולם הזה, אלא עולם הבא. First thing we need to remind ourselves is that the real place where Hashem wants to give us the real atova, the makom where we're going to get that eternal pleasure and benefit, that's what Hashem wants to give us, is not this world, it's Olam Haba. L'chein, kol chayenu kan, heim pruzdo shelifnei hatraklin. This world, okay, this is a massive sugya, understanding what this means, the interface between this world and the next world and how Chazal describe it in different ways. I'm going to the whole sugya, it's a big sugya, is this world, you have to know, is the antechamber before you go into the main chamber. You know, there's the little room before the fire, and then that's where you prepare yourself so that you can go into the king's palace. You're not just going to the palace. There's a place where you stop before. There's a room before the palace, and that's where you prepare yourself to go into the palace. And then this marshal, we'll see. Yeah, we have to prepare ourselves before we go into the main salon. First thing you have to understand is that we can't understand everything. I think the Chazanish was the one that said that the shoresh of all of Avodah Zorah is a person thinking and understand everything. Kvira, not Avodah Zorah, Kvira, sorry. The shoresh of all Kvira is a person thinks he can understand everything. If you think you can understand everything and you live in a world where actually most things can't be understood, you'll become a kaifer because you'll start making up to understand everything for yourself. That was Greece to a large extent. That's an interesting discussion what it has to do with the Greeks. That's what Chazal say the Greeks were. They had an answer. That's why there's so many gods, because they had an answer to every possible problem. Because living in a world where you don't have too many answers to all your problems is a very uncomfortable thing. So you have to first come to understand before you go anywhere in this world is that you can't understand everything. Look, Dugma, let's take an example. Lo noicha lahavin ma noisen haKodesh Baruch Hu rege bechayv shel yudi ploini sheini oisa bepol mu'uma. Are we able to understand what a Jew who's not doing anything? He's not doing anything. He's in a coma, Rachmana Litzlan. What does that laugh give Hashem? Hashem keeps him alive. He's alive. He's here. He doesn't disappear. He didn't puff up in a puff of smoke and he's not here anymore. You look at his bed and it's empty. No. Pay hey, sorry. No. No. He's giving. Hashem's getting something from his life because he's here. But we don't understand what that could possibly be. Maybe he came from, he's come back in a Gilgul in order to metaken where he came here before. I don't know about these things. Maybe his neshama gets more polished here. I don't know what that means. Now that he's come back here and he's had this Yisurim, he can go back and he can be where he's supposed to be in the higher worlds. We don't know anything. We don't understand. We don't know the maze. The first thing we know is we can't understand all of this. We can use nice words, you're very excited, you use words like incarnation, Gilgul, and then Tikkun, and there's all these Gavaldika words. We don't know what they mean, but we use them anyway because they kind of make us feel comfortable. And we get excited, you know, we use big words like that, you know, and but we don't know what we're talking about. If you're really honest, we don't even know what a neshama is really. So we talk about tikkun neshamas. We don't know what a tikkun is, we don't know what a neshama is. So the first thing you have to know is we don't understand anything. Not anything, we understand. Well, a lot of things we can't understand. Namshich is a marshal. Kiyom ba'ilam, this was written a long time ago, we might have to update this a little bit. Today you have in the world machshavim. Niten lishluch kvotzei netunim mimachshev lamachshev. You know that you can send a file from one computer to another. Yeah, today you can do it from your pocket. You can send a document from your phone to another phone. Yeah, this was written before there was iPhones and whatever. Sometimes you get a little message on your computer. It says, you don't have enough memory on this computer in order to send this or to receive this file. Yeah, the file's too big. You don't have enough memory. אם נהיה אצל לדמוס את הדבור, אם ניתן לדמוס את המצב שבו נבקש מהקורש ברוך הוא לתת לנו את קויבץ הנתונים הטומן ברגע חיים של יהודי. We're asking Hashem to give us the file that contains within it the value of a moment's life of a Jew who's not doing anything. That's what we're asking. Explain to me what Hashem, what's the purpose of this guy who's lying in a coma, mechubatu machshirim, he's not doing any mitzvahs, he's not davening, he's not doing anything. We'll all say klum. Yeah? Send me the file, yeah, that explains to me what's the value of this guy's life. As a truvati, ain't die bezikarona machshev shulcha lachin koivet zeh. The answer is you don't have enough memory on your computer, on your brain, in your ability to understand. You just don't have enough. You don't have enough time to go through the file. It's too big. It's too complicated. You couldn't understand it. You can't understand it. Wow. Gam im nafuch es kol ha'ilam kulo lemach shel machshev. Even if you take all the world, all the machshevim, all the computers, all the brains, everything, put it into one brain, you still won't be able to understand it. We're dealing with eternity. And there's nothing in this world, even if you take everything in this world and you bung it all together, you still haven't got to eternity. No matter how big this world is, no matter how trillions and trillions and trillions of kilometers and light years and unbelievable enormousness of this world, it still doesn't get anywhere near Netzach. I mean, if you take this whole world, yeah, and you bung it all together into one moment of understanding, you still won't be able to understand what the worth of a life of a Jew is, because that's Netzach, that's eternity. And this world's too small to encompass eternity. So that you'll have a problem. And must speak Zikaron. There's not enough memory on this machine. Nitzchius ain't soifis kuzu loyechole b'shum oifen litgamed v'lichlal b'mizgeret havona shelanu. You can never grasp eternity when you're still in this finite existence, no matter how humongous, and it's, if you think about it, it's beyond comprehension how humongous this existence is. You know how big the universe is? It's just what we know about it. And even the astronomers, the Apikorsim astronomers say what we know only represents about 10% of what there is to know out there today. And we're talking about they know, they can see. You can see them on the Hubble telescope. You can see things that are hundreds of trillions of kilometers away. Unbelievable. You know, you're talking about dozens of light years away, whatever, that they can see. You can actually see it. And yet that represents not even the mamash, the tip of the iceberg. And that's nowhere near eternity. So that's the answer to the question, what is the value of a life of somebody not doing anything? What you have to know with clarity is HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarich rega shall call you a di. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs kiviyachol the life of every Jew, every moment of every Jew. Yesh lo bo tachlis atzume shilamale mesogaseinu. There's a purpose in the moment of every Jew's life, no matter what he's doing, that's way beyond our ability to understand. In his Sefer, he says like this, Kishem shitzarich Adam la'amin ba'ashem yisbarach. A wonderful piece of Reb Tzadok, this. If only we could internalize this. Kishem shitzarich Adam la'amin ba'ashem yisbarach. In the same way that person has a chiyuv, la'amin ba'ashem, every 12-year-old Jewish girl and 13-year-old Jewish boy has a chiyuv to makayim this. You have to be ma'amin ba'ashem. As kach tzarik acher kach la'amin ba'atzmoy. After you have imun in Hashem, now you have to start being ma'amin in yourself. Right? So lo'im ha'sheyesh la'Hashem yisparach eisek imoy. What does it mean you have to have imun in yourself? You have to know that Hashem's got business with you. Hashem's busy with you. You're involved in a business with Hashem, yeah? Yeah? V'sheinu poel botel, she'bein laila, ayu bein laila avet chas v'chalila. You're not some poil bottle that you lost. You got nothing. You know, in the night time, you have nothing to do. No. Rachtzarich la'amin kinav shoyim imakor rachaim isparach shmoy. You have to know that you come from the source. Your source is from the source of life itself. It's from Hashem isparach shmoy. VaHashem isparach misaneg u'mishtashaya bo. That Hashem has pleasure and enjoyment and fun, whatever those words mean. Kaviyochol. I have to understand how you understand that, because Hashem hasn't got any of that stuff. But whatever, that's what he says. That Hashem gets unbelievable pleasure from us. That you have to be imuna, that a person has to be ma'amin. that he has unbelievable business with Hashem, and that Hashem gets enormous pleasure from him. Most of us don't get that. Most of us miss that. One thing, having imuna in Hashem, but a person has to also be ma'amin in himself. He has to know where he is. I saw a very interesting question the other day. One of Ruvziel's other svarim, he asked the question, what's more important, the Jew or Torah? What's more choshev, the Jew or Torah? Now, we machshiv Torah big time, but I don't know how many of us machshiv Jews as much as we machshiv Torah. But for sure, the Yid's more important than Torah. Much bigger than Torah. No? Think about it. Interesting one. Question took my breath away, you know. Go through life, you know, you stand up for the Torah, you kiss the Torah, machshiv Torah, 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 machshiv Torah. But what about the Yid that you just pushed out of the way to go kiss the Torah? Mashu lo mistadepo, you know. Yid's much more choshev than Torah. That's for sure. The Torah is there for the Yid. Yeah. Anyway. Huh? Bavada, bavada. For sure, the Yid's more important than the Torah. Okay. Fine. Okay, so that ends for now. Remember, this is just Marim Akaimus. You have to go do your own work now. This ends the two chapters dealing with the relationship that exists between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael in the sense of Bni, son, Bni Bechor Yisrael, and Rayosi. The very special yosod we learned there of Ishtei Kegufei, the Bechira that a Yid has to be poiled even Keneged Hashem, so to speak. That's something a person has to take and internalize and meditate on and think about and find practical examples in your own life, because it's shaykh to everybody. And that's the work there. That's the work. Really what we should do is close the safe for now for 6 months, work on this, and then come back and see what's happened and share what our experiences are. But that's not going to happen. So we're going to go back to the safe, Perek Zion, and we're going to go continuing our original question, which is, Mi ani? Who am I? What am I? And trying to understand a little bit better who I am as a Yid am. Do I really understand who I am? And try and internalize a little bit more of what we've learned up to now. Some repetition, because the Sefer is built that way, the Chazara, because that helps us to internalize it. Remember, the original goal was to find out whether there is such a thing called Simcha She'enu Tola B'Dover. That's really what we're on the road trying to discover. And that, we said, comes about through discovering ourselves and who we are and getting to know and love ourselves. So Perek Zayin, Ish Yehudi, Ish Yechidi. B'matara l'chaded es hadvorim sheyichtovu b'perek zeh. In order to clarify, to sensitize ourselves a little bit to what's going to be written in this Perek, Niftach b'sipu minachayim b'doreinu. I'm going to bring a story from this was a real life story. It could have been more than once the story happened. I would have told Avin Ponovich, I think he told me it was a yeshiva in Lakewood this happened. Lo mashaneh, you can go into any yeshiva today and ask this question, you'll get the same answer. So, and we have, this has been tested in the Beis Yankivs and in the yeshivas. We'll see. There's a terrifying question, yeah? The terrifying story. And it's a question everyone has to ask himself. And this is really the fulcrum of our avodah, yeah? You'll see. This is the safe is about to get very personal. You have to be able to ask this question that we're going to deal with now to yourself and come up with a real honest answer. And it's not easy to be honest because the answer frightens us. You'll see. Ba'achal Yeshivas HaKadosh is b'America. Lamad b'chur chashuv. Yeah, you see, he says in America. Okay, Ponovich is not in America. Muflag b'tayir v'yirish shamayim sh'omad l'seis ishish b'shatoy v'mutzlachas. One of the best bochrim in the yeshiva. Gevaldike Balteir, Talmud Chochem, Yerushalayim, was about to get married. B'shatoy v'mutzlachas, lepeta kame yomim ifnei nisuyev, who nikra l'yedei hoirev shigilu lo esod chayev. A few days before the wedding, his parents called him in. They want to tell him, you know, before your child gets married, you call him in. You have a little, like, you know, heart to heart with him. What they told him was quite astounding. Imay habirogit haise goya. Your biological mother wasn't Jewish. His parents, now that he's worth, didn't have children, so they adopted him. Now, the Alocha Tainas, what you have to do, Begir Legila Mitzvahs, when he becomes B'mitzvah, when he becomes B'mitzvah, if you have the situation, or you know some of the situation, ask Charles how you do this, because too many people mess this up and it causes untold problems afterwards. You have to tell him the story. And then does he makabel the gerus or not? You magayir him al das based him, and he becomes mitzvah. So he has to buy into it. Okay. For some reason, the parents decided not to say anything until the nisuin. Not a clever thing to do, but that's what they did. So now he's a few days before his wedding, and he's a goy. Could be why he was such a muflag b'toira, because he never ate tzara not to learn. It's kenzan, that's the, you know, he was a goy. So there's no yet tzara for him not to learn. I'm the biggest Talmud of Chachomim. Anyway, so that's the story. No, that's not a terrifying story. That's unbelievable. It's a true story, this. I was once in a certain country, sitting in an office with a certain rov, very involved in Kiruv Rechaikim. And the phone rang in the middle. I was sitting there schmoozing to, it was an old friend of mine. And I'm not going to go into the whole story now, but he was about to be Masada Kiddushin in a wedding tomorrow. He was getting Masada Kiddushin tomorrow at a wedding. Yeah, two Bali Tshuva. Anyway, Kumta is that the Chosin is a Kohen, and the Kala is I can't remember now, she was a Grusha, a Gyeres, Loma Shaneh, but she was also Tim. Yeah, these are Bali Tshuva, they weren't, you know, and all the families and the weddings, this was going to be a big, you know, one of these mixed secular from weddings, whatever, you know, that they have these big Bali Tshuva weddings, whatever. So that's like, whatever, that's earth-shattering news, you know, this is the day before your chasana, and you suddenly realize the rabbi's telling you, listen, I can't marry you, you can't get married. What do you mean can't get married, you know? You imagine the ramifications of such an event. So yeah, this is even more frightening. This guy's a goy. Anyway, but the solution here is much easier. The solution with that coin case, I don't know what happened there in the end, the lozoche, well, that there's no solution to kimat. Yeah, it's a very simple solution. What's a simple solution? As kach noide lo ki biyada breide lachlitim yekabel is gerusa v'yeh yudi olacholofin yaman b'geruze. So the Rosh Yeshivas called him and they sat down and they said, listen, it's not a problem. You know, wouldn't be a long gerus process. You know, you're a frum yid learning in yeshiva, you're a good bocha, whatever. You have a based in yeh and you're magaya. Simple. Everyone was astounded, unbelievable shock. He decided, no, he's not going to magaya. Well, if Leo is goy nechmad v'tov, and makayim sheva mitzvot b'nei noach. He'll be a frum goy. He's not going to throw off peka oil legamri. He'll keep sheva mitzvot b'nei noach, and he'll be a good goy. Kachu yakayim is rotzen elokim b'shleimus v'kalut. You can makayim the rotzen Hashem, because that is the rotzen Hashem, that a goy should keep sheva mitzvot b'nei noach. And he can keep the Rotzen Hashem very easily, very little danger, and that's it. Very nice. Malo lichved kudi leshabet teraga mitzvahs asher beginam hu alu lekabel anashim kashim amarim. What do I need 613 mitzvahs for? Where the risk is enormous, the punishments and whatever for not keeping them. Dainu shiye chosidu masoilam. He'll be a chosidu masoilam. V'kach the beginner's life hoyrav v'moyrav ozav esakol. To the terrible upset of his parents and his teachers or whatever, he left everything. He became a good goy. You can imagine the unbelievable, you can imagine the Torah that was going on around this subject then, what was going on then. Wow. That was a big, big, big tarample there, what was going on with that story. So we have to stop here. But the question you have to ask yourself, and we'll go into this more in Metzah Shem tomorrow, but the question you have to ask yourself is if you suddenly discovered you weren't Jewish, what would you do? What would you do? Now ask yourself that question and have the courage to allow the question to sit. Don't answer it within half a nanosecond, unless you really, really know what you're talking about, because you'll see it's not such a poshut question. It's not so poshut. There's a whole world of turmoil that takes place when you ask yourself this question. So ask yourself the question, have the courage to let the question sit, and be interesting for yourself to see what comes to the surface. We'll pick this up and we'll deal with this tomorrow. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't leave you without this on the table. Beseda.
Thank you, Moshe.
questions, comments, reactions, abusive statements, whatever you want. Okay. So that is just one thing.
Did the Rav want to say about the barbecue, the get together?
What do you want me to say about the barbecue? Everybody got the email about the barbecue. Fine. So we'll see everybody at the barbecue. Okay, whatever.
Okay. And sorry that last night
Don't apologize to me because you didn't learn Torah. Don't apologize to me. That kind of makes me a cry for you not being. It's got nothing to do with me. I'm happy to have you whenever you're there, but you don't have to. I mean, apology, okay? Please. Not my Torah, and it's not my.
Is there a way
that. You don't have to say thank you either, because. Huh? What?
Is there a way that maybe a regular email reminder going out?
Ask David Friedlander. He's supposed to do that. Yeah, he's supposed to. I've asked him to do it. I don't want to keep nudging him. So if you don't mind, send him an email.
Oh, okay.
And tell him, can you please send out an email an hour before, 2 hours before, whatever, just to remind people about the Monday night share. Yeah, I'm very happy to do that.
Okay.
There's a way to set that up automatically, even, I know. So yeah. Whatever. I don't deal with that stuff. So David should deal with it.
Okay. But Chef, we're not Jewish now. Are they doing cheeseburgers at the barbecue?
Who said we're not Jewish?
You just told us we found out we're not Jewish.
If you found out you're not Jewish,
we're going to eat those cheeseburgers, and we're not going to eat those cheeseburgers.
If you can prove to me you're not Jewish, I'll organize your cheeseburger. Yeah, that's the problem. You suddenly realize you're not Jewish, okay, and then they've got all these things that the Yetzer has been trying to sell you for the last 50 years, and suddenly they're all mutter now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do you first do all that and then Magaya? You know, the machlekas, I mean, people have to go to Shirim or whatever, they should go. But, you know, there was a big machlekas.